Hello and welcome to the first part of my Little Linguistics podcast. My name is Geo Kuhn. I am a PhD student in linguistics at the University of Cambridge, and I'm usually working on syntax and morphology. For this podcast, though, I am interested in the public perception of linguistics and its roles in society, so to speak. To this end, I interviewed three non-linguists on their view on linguistics, as well as four linguists. Obviously, this form of approach is by no means representative at all, not least because all my non-linguist interview partners also have a background in higher education. But nevertheless, I hope that putting some of the quite interesting responses that I got in this kind of format could give an interesting result that is hopefully informative as well as slightly entertaining. Since I got quite a lot of material from the linguists, I will treat their responses separately. But in this first issue, I will focus on what my non-linguist interview partners had to say about linguistics and what their ideas are about what linguists deal with. They all happen to be native speakers of languages other than English, so just to warn you, there's going to be a translation. Maria, who is teaching economics in Volos, gave me the following brief characterization of her impression of what it is that linguists do. I think that linguists are concerned with language in general and with the question of how grammatical and lexical phenomena are connected to each other and what kind of influence one language has on another one. They analyze the origin of words, of grammatical phenomena, and generally language as a whole. I got a similar response from Martin, who is currently doing a master's in physics at Cambridge. He also goes on to mention some more specific areas that he associates with linguistics. I'd say linguistics is the science of language, which of course isn't a sufficient definition in itself. One could look into grammar. How can you investigate languages systematically? One could look into the emergence of languages. How do languages come into being? And language change, for instance. Also, how do languages affect societies, for example, or how do societies influence languages? Then one could also go into questions of language learning, native and foreign languages, and then one could also do metalinguistics. That is, how did linguists before us do linguistics? My third non-linguist interviewee was Emmanuel. He is currently doing a PhD in music at the University of Bangor, and while he was very insistent on that he is not very much into studying specific languages, he said he could see the appeal of the subject.
The structure of language and how you can find it in other areas more generally, I find quite interesting, although it wouldn't get me as far as wanting to investigate that myself.
It's very interesting how language works and how you can understand some properties of society through language, as I've seen in some documentaries. I think this is really interesting. A bit like archaeology. You see something and can understand many other things from that.
Before continuing in the same vein as Emmanuel, Martin mentions another reason for doing linguistic research, for which I must say I feel rather sympathetic.
Because it's fun for some people. After all, that's why you do research. It doesn't necessarily have to have a direct application. Pure curiosity is fair enough, isn't it? Furthermore, as I hinted earlier, there's the question of how language affects society. Consider, for example, Newspeak in Orwell's 1984.
That is that question again of how language can influence society.
Although I believe that this issue cannot be solved by linguistics alone, since there are sociological and psychological matters, there's so many factors that this would have to be addressed interdisciplinarily. Moreover, one could try to derive certain historical or ethnic issues through linguistics, although I feel a bit skeptical about that. One could look, how did people speak there? Can we define an ethnic group on that basis, considering that culture is often defined through language? And maybe it would be possible to reconstruct historical developments or something like that. But seeing that sometimes we might not have a good record of the language, this would get more difficult. But I'm not an expert, so I cannot say much about this.
Last but not least, Maria has the following thoughts about the importance and relevance of linguistic research.
In my opinion, linguistics is very worthwhile.
I understand that now that I've grown up. Because by means of linguistic research, you can understand the origins of a language. That is, you can take historical facts which are manifest in a language through influences that it has. Or you can take social phenomena, such as when a language changes due to the influence of slang or colloquial language, so as to see how a language has changed from what it was 100 years ago. So linguists see sociological as well as historical phenomena. Probably not economic ones, I don't know. But in my opinion, that's very interesting, because you also see how a people changes and so forth.
Ένας λαός, ένας, δηλαδή, είναι πολύ βασικό, θεωρώ, γιατί η γλώσσα.
It's very fundamental because language and languages more generally are a characteristic of people, and we're all influenced by that.
Οι έρευνες θεωρώ ότι αυτές κάνουν καλό.
These kinds of investigations, I think, are useful since they can point out to us some other things that are not obvious and that are not taken into account due to the circumstances. And some may not seem convenient, for example, historical phenomena that history does not want to show for various reasons, while in a language this shows up because we see those influences. I believe that good work by linguists can show us some evidence, some facts which we may not have considered before. What I think emerges from these answers is that the investigation of social and historical aspects of language seem to be the most prominent ones in people's perception of linguistics or what linguists do, at least as far as my interview partners are concerned. I've got to say, I was quite intrigued by the fact that basically all of them agreed that linguistics allowed some form of discovering more than meets the eye, so to speak. I think Emmanuel's archaeology metaphor was pretty cool in that context, actually. It turns out that linguistics does not come across to these people as a mere descriptive enterprise of collecting as much data as possible, but as something that can lead to deeper insights of some sort. Curiously absent from the conversations, however, were some other questions like what is language, or what is the nature and what are the properties of human language, or how come people, and apparently only people, can learn language? These kinds of questions did not seem to be very high on people's agenda, and that may be because so often the answers seem so deceptively obvious. Some of these issues will come up in the second part of the program, which will feature discussions I had with some of my linguist colleagues, namely Jannike van der Waal, Theresa Bieberauer, Sten Wigner and Volker Struckmeier. To finish this part of the program, however, and as a little look ahead to the second part, I'd like to share the following comment by Jannike van der Waal on a phenomenon probably every linguist has been faced with at one time or another.
What I very often find is that when I say I do linguistics or I am a linguist, is that people ask me, how many languages do you speak? So many people, I think, tend to know linguistics as linguistics, more as doing things with language, mostly speaking languages. Or sometimes they think it's about etymology, about reconstructing a proto-language. And that's all fine, but it's really about much, much more. It's, as you say, the scientific approach to language and language in all its facets.
That's it for now, folks. Thank you very much for listening. And if you're curious about what some of the facets are that linguists find fascinating in our field, look out for the second part of the podcast on my webpage, which you can find online by looking for GFKH3. Have a nice day!